He'll be home soon. I have to hurry up. Okay. Just a little more here, and it should form an inescapable web. That human will have no idea what he's walking into. A carefully laid trap by yours truly, fit to ensnare even the most powerful of flies. Surely it will work on the human, too. Oh, I think I can hear him coming. Okay, one final check. Web, check. Bells, check. Advantageous position to strike from, check. All ready. I can hear him coming to the door, so I'll stay low until he's caught. He's opening the door. I really feel like a predator on the hunt now. I'm gonna wait for him to step inside this room, and then...
Ow! Oh!
What is that? Why am I stuck? Why does my head hurt? Ow. Oh, I see. I pounced too early and got stuck in my own web. And you're looking at me really confused. And probably also a little angry. If you let me down, I'll explain. Yes? Please let Aya down. Please? Okay, you want an explanation first. I see. I get it. Okay. All right. So, you know how there are many types of spiders? Yes? Good. Well, I am a big spider. Big and scary. So if you don't help me down right now, I'll get mad. You don't want to see Aya when she's mad. So go get a knife or something and cut me loose. Okay, now be careful. Don't hurt me. Just cut the webs. Nothing but the webs. Phew, I'm free. Oh, so where were we? Right. I was trying to... Well... You know what? Let's have a fresh start. Were those webs meant for you? Surely not, human. I just spin webs like that in my free time. You know us spiders, always spinning. Definitely not planning to trap you in them and make you my prey. But what am I supposed to do? I'm not as big as the other girls, or as strong, and I don't even have venom or anything to paralyze you with. And they make fun of me for it. Little Aya can't get herself a mate. Little useless Aya can't even catch some prey. And I bumbled all of this up too. They'll definitely make fun of me now. But I'll show them. If I can capture a human, even a lowly human like you, they'll finally take me seriously. So, here's the plan. You drop the knife and stand still so I can capture you. And then I capture you. Yeah! What do you mean you don't want to be captured? Well, that's not really my problem, is it? I just need to trap you and bring you back home, and he'll finally stop making fun of me. I can let you go after, if you want. Huh? You don't think they'd let you go? Why is that? Come to think of it, you're right. I've never really seen any humans leave the nest. Maybe they like it so much they stay with us forever. Come on, human. I'll show you around. I have the coolest cave. You're gonna love it. Wait, no, I'm supposed to tie you up, stupid Aya. Okay, stand still now. You still don't want to come along? But if you don't, they'll bully me about it for sure. So, could you please come? Pretty, please? We don't even have to do the webs if you don't want. That's a firm no, huh? Well, fine, then I'm gonna sit here. Yep, that's right. You've just got yourself one Spider Girl house guest who isn't leaving until you come to her nest. Good luck trying to get rid of me. You want me to clean up the mess of webs I made? I suppose it's the least I can do. I got your walls and floor all sticky. But why are you laughing like that? Why are you laughing at me? Are you making fun of me too? You're just like the others. Joke? I don't really get it, but if you say so, I've still got my eye on you, mister. These fangs aren't for show. Okay, well, they're a little bit because I can't produce venom, but I can still bite. What? Was that an attack? Did you just attack me while my back was turned? Very cowardly of you, human. I suppose I should have expected such nefarious deeds from your kind. Then, get ready for a counteroffensive. Huh? It was a pat? But why would you pat me? And on my head, no less. So strange. Is that like a bonding ritual for humans? Wait. Why are we bonding? AI isn't ready for a mate yet. I haven't even caught my first prey. I mean, you are supposed to be my first prey. You can't turn this around on me and bond with me. Just because I failed to capture you? Your kind really is cruel, heartless, evil, not that kind of bonding ritual? Oh, like friends. Yeah, we can be friends. Aya loves making new friends. I don't see why I can't be friends with a prey, no? It's not like I'm gonna hurt you or anything. Huh? Well, a prey is for, you gotta tangle him in a web, and, well, that's what they told me, at least. And then they're all tangled up, and you bring them back to the nest, and then there's, don't really know. They just keep calling Aya a little runt and don't explain anything. But that's not true. Look, I'm pretty big. Not little at all. Hang on. You're a big human, and you look really smart. So maybe you can teach me some stuff. You will? You really, really will? Okay, I've decided. You can be Aya's friend, and you don't have to be my prey for a while. When I get home, I'll tell my parents. I have found a human to talk to. I'm sure they'll be really proud of me. Then, I can show you all the different kinds of webs I can make. How to spin a web so it's big and sturdy. And you can help me get stronger so I can catch stronger prey. human? Can you do that pat thing again? It felt kind of nice, now that I'm thinking about it again. It really is kind of nice. Could we do this more if we stay friends? But I'm just a spider, and you're a human, so we really don't have much in common. Maybe we shouldn't even be friends. Everyone back at the nest always talks about how humans are meant to be prey. Are you saying it's really okay for I and the humans to be friends? I can stay here and be your friend? But won't I get the walls all sticky if I crawl up them again? You'll get mad at me again, human. Aya doesn't want to be yelled at. I get enough of that at home. You won't? You swear? You'll take care of me and not yell or make fun of me? Human, if you keep acting like this, Aya's never gonna want to leave. I can catch lots of things. Flies, mosquitoes, all kinds of insects, or even small animals. Hey, human, do you want Aya to go out hunting for you in exchange for your kindness? Huh? Not necessary? You buy your food? That's so weird, human. But wait, does that mean you've never caught a prey either? It's So the human's just as clumsy as me. That means we'll be great friends. Okay, it's decided. The human and Aya will be sharing this house from now on. Well, of course, it's still your house. Yeah, I guess that decision should be yours. Really? I can? Yay, I'm so happy. I don't have to go back to the nest anymore. I'll miss my little cave, but I noticed you have a huge cave here just below the floor. Very big, very spacious. I can set up my new nest there. A new nest with no bullies, and only for the human and me. I'm getting kind of sleepy, human. I really exhausted myself spinning all those webs to trap you, and then pouncing, and all that stress. And then you made me clean it all up, which is fair. I made a mess, but I'm still tired, okay? And I'm still scared of the other spiders. Since I haven't had time to sit up in your cave yet, do you mind if I sleep in your bed for the night? I will be really still. You won't even hear me, I promise. It's just so many big, scary spiders live at the nest. They don't like Aya because she's not as scary and mean as them. We're gonna be friends, so I don't have to worry anymore. But I'm still really sleepy, so... I promise I won't make webs in your bed. I was wondering if you could maybe pat my head or something again. Aya really likes it. It's so quiet and friendly. It makes Aya feel relaxed. Oh, thank you, human. I'm really happy you let me stay at your house. Let's be really good friends from now on, okay? I promise to not set up any more traps for you. You might want to replace the window on the second floor. Aya kind of broke in through it.